This is chapter 47, continuing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, discussing the seven secondary rasas. This is Gona Ras. This is anger, Krodha Rati. Krodha Rati is nourished within the heart of a devotee by its corresponding Vibhav, Anubhav, Vyabhachari Bhav and Sattvic Bhavs, and then transformed into ecstatic fury, Rodra Bhakti Ras. Vibhav, Vishai Alamban. There are three objects, ecstatic anger: Krishna, Krishna's well-wishers, and Krishna's enemies. Well-wishers are called Hita, and the one who is hostile or the enemy is Ahita. Ashray Alamban. If the object is Krishna, the ashraya may be either the sakis or the elderly gopis. If the object is Krishna's well-wishers or his enemies, any devotee can be the ashraya. The sakis and jarati, which means elderly gopis like Chatila, are the ashraya lambana when Krishna is the object of anger. All kinds of devotees may be the ashraya when a well-wisher or hostile person is the object. This is the anger of the Sakis towards Krishna. The Sakis become angry at Krishna when he mistreats Radharani or the leading gopi of their group, the Yukteswari. Page 374-375, Lalita Sakhi expressed her anger, which was caused by Krishna, when she addressed Radharani thus, My dear Sakhi, my inner desires have been polluted. Therefore, I shall go to the place of Yamaraj. But I am sorry to see that Krishna has still not given up his smiling over cheating you. I do not know how you could repose all your loving propensities upon this lusty young boy from the neighborhood of the cowherds. This verse illustrates several components of ecstatic anger. Rodra, Krodha Rati. Vibhav Vishai is Krishna. The Vibhav Ashray, Lalita Sakhi. The Vibhav Udipan is Krishna's indifference to Radha's sufferings. The Anubhav is Lalita's desire to die by saying, I shall go to the place of Yamaraj, and pointing out Krishna's hypocrisy. The Vyabhachari Bhav is extreme agitation, Avega. The anger of the elderly gopis toward Krishna. The elderly gopis become angry at Krishna for his libertine connection with their chaste young daughters. They worry that such improper behavior will cast infamy and irreligiosity upon Krishna. In his commentary in this verse, Jiva Goswami describes that their anger is therefore an expression of their love. It's described page 375. After seeing Krishna Jarati, which can mean any elderly gopi, who is the mother of the married gopis, her mother-in-law. After seeing Krishna Jarati, sometimes said, "Oh, you thief of young girls' properties! I can distinctly see the covering garment of my daughter-in-law on your person." Then she cried very loudly, addressing all the residents of Vrindavan, to inform them that this son of King Nanda was setting fire to the household life of her daughter-in-law. Anger towards Krishna's well-wishers. There are three reasons for becoming angry at Krishna's well-wishers. The first is anavahita, which means inattentive. In other words, one becomes angry because the well-wishers are inattentive in protecting Krishna. Those who are responsible to protect Krishna but who become inattentive to Krishna's safety due to carrying out other activities for Krishna are called anavahita. Yashoda became the object of Rohini's anger for tying Krishna to the grinding mortar when Rohini later saw Krishna wandering between the two fallen trees. Sahasi, bold, These are well-wishers who rashly take, becoming angry at Krishna's well-wishers because they rashly take Krishna into danger. Those who incite Krishna to go to a dangerous place are called sahasi, or rash. For example, Krishna's sakas become the object of Yashoda's anger because they led Krishna to the Talavan forest and his meeting with the demon Dhenukasura and his fight. The third reason for becoming angry at Krishna's well-wishers is called irshu, envious. When the well-wishers have unnecessary anger towards Krishna due to jealous love, the gopis, whose only treasure is indignant anger and whose minds are always besieged by jealousy, are known as irshu. Sri Radha once displayed such persistent indignant anger toward Krishna that in spite of all attempts both by Krishna and the Sakis, her man could not be broken. Finally, Krishna left in despair. Because of Krishna's departure, Sri Radha became distressed and her man desisted. She begged Lita to go and bring Krishna back. At that time, Radha became the object of Lita's anger for being so unrelenting in her man. So there's some examples here. Rupa Goswami defines anavahita, inattentive, with his example, which I cited. And then he cites Rohini's anger towards Yashoda after the twin Arjuna trees fell. Rohini said, "Yashoda, you may be expert, very expert, in giving lessons to your son by binding him with a rope. But don't you look to see if your son is in a dangerous spot? The trees are falling on the ground, and he is simply loitering there." Sahasi, rash. I cited that already, that Yashoda being angry at the coward boys were taking Krishna to Talavan is an example of ecstatic anger toward a foolhardy well-wisher of Krishna. Irshu, jealous lover. Rupa Goswami defines irshu as anger toward a well-wisher whose jealous love causes her to unnecessarily remain dissatisfied with Krishna. This is described in 375. It's another instance of anger on the part of a friend of Radharani's. It's page 375. When Radharani was dissatisfied with the behavior of Krishna and had stopped talking with him, Krishna was very sorry for Radharani's great dissatisfaction. And in order to beg forgiveness, he fell down at Radha's lotus feet. Even then, Radha was not satisfied and did not talk with Krishna. At that time, one of her friends chastised her in the following words, "Hey Sakhi, you are allowing yourself to be churned by the rod of dissatisfaction, so what can I say unto you? The only advice I can give you is that you had better leave this scene immediately, because your misbehavior is giving me too much pain. I cannot bear to see your behavior, because even though Krishna's peacock feather has touched your feet, you still appear to be red-faced." In this example, Radharani is the object of anger, Vishaya Lamban, and her friend is the reservoir of anger, Ashraya Lamban. Now, anger toward enemies. This is... Enemies are called ahita. In other words, they're not... Ahita means benefit. For the benefit, ahita means without benefit. So ahita are hostile persons who become the object of anger. And these are two types. One is called nijahitakari and krishnahitakari. Nijahitakari are personal enemies, and krishnahitakari are enemies of Krishna. The gopis' anger toward Akrura for taking Krishna out of Vrindavan is an example of this. This is on page 376. When Akrura was leaving Vrindavan, some of the elderly gopis rebuked him as follows. Oh, son of Gandini, your cruelty is defaming the dynasty of King Yadu. You are taking Krishna away, keeping us in such a pitiable condition without him. Now, even before you have left, the life air of all the gopis has practically disappeared. So this is Nija Hitakari, those who create impediments in our relationship with Krishna. Krishna Hitakari, sometimes called Harer Ahita, hostile to Krishna. The Pandava's anger towards Shishupal after he insulted Krishna during the Rajasuya Yajna is an example of ecstatic anger toward one who wants to harm Krishna. In the Udipanas of this Rodra Ras anger. Sarcastic laughter, evasive speech, leering, disrespect, and other symptoms displayed by both the well-wishers and persons hostile to Krishna are the stimulants of this rasa. A similar point is made, 376. In such a transcendental angry mood, sometimes sarcastic remarks, unfavorable glances, which means leering, and insulting words are exhibited. These things can spark transcendental anger, means Udipan, and Anubhavas, pounding one's hands, grinding one's teeth, reddening of the eyes, biting the lips, knitting the eyebrows, quivering of the arms, rebuking, remaining silent, lowering of the head, breathing heavily, looking askance, admonishing, moving the head, reddishness of the corners of the eyes, parting of the eyebrows, and trembling of the lips are all anubhavas. So these are also mentioned in Nectar Devotion, page 276. Sattvic bhavs and vyabhachari bhavs. All eight sattvic bhavs are present in Roja Ras. Sometimes great emotion, bewilderment, pride, frustration, illusion, impetus, impotence, jealousy, dexterity, negligence, and signs of hard labor are also manifest as unconstitutional vyabhachari symptoms. Stayibhav. Krodharati is the stayibhav of this ras, the inflammation of the heart that takes place when confronted with hostility is called krodha, or anger. When anger arises in relationship with Krishna and is nourished by Pararta Mukhirati, it is transformed into Krodha Rati. Anger is of three types. And in 376 it explains, anger is a steady ecstasy of ecstatic fury. Krodha is the sthayibhav of Rodra Ras. Prabhupada writes, in all these humors of ecstatic love, the feeling of anger is accepted as the steady factor. There are three kinds of Krodha Rati. Kopa, anger exhibited toward the enemy. Manyu, anger expressed toward a relative. And Rosha, anger toward the beloved. So this is Kopa, anger directed toward Krishna's enemy. When Jara's son angrily attacked Mathura, he looked at Krishna with sarcastic glances. Then Baladev took up his plow weapon and gazed upon Jarasan with colored eyes. Here Baladev shows Koparati, anger toward the enemy. Manyu, anger toward Krishna's relatives. There are three kinds of anger toward a relative. Manyu Puja, anger toward superior relatives. Manyu Sama, anger toward relatives who are one's equal, and Manyu Nyuna, anger toward junior relatives. Anger toward the superior, Manyu Puja. This is from Vidagdha Madhav, where Srimati Radharani, in angry mood, addressed Purnamasi after Purnamasi had accused Radharani of going to Krishna. My dear mother, Radha declared, what can I say to you? Krishna is so cruel that he often attacks me on the street, and if I want to cry out very loudly, this boy with a peacock feather on his head immediately covers my face so I cannot cry. And if I want to go away from the scene because I am afraid of him, he will immediately spread his arms to block my path. If I piteously fall down at his feet, this enemy, the mother demon, in an angry mood, bites my face. Mother, just try to understand my situation and don't be unnecessarily angry with me. Instead, please tell me how I can save myself from these terrible attacks of Krishna. Anger toward an equal, Manyu Sama. Sometimes among contemporary personalities, there are signs of ecstasy and anger because of love for Krishna. An example of such anger was exhibited in a quarrel between Jatila and Mukara. Mukara is Radharani's grandmother, and Jatila is her mother-in-law. Both are senior family members. This is described in page 377. They were talking about Krishna's unnecessary harassment of Radharani when she was walking on the street, which we just mentioned. Jatila said, "You cruel-faced Mukara, by hearing your words, my heart feels like it is burning in fire." Mukara replied, "You sinful Jatila, by hearing your words, there is aching in my head. You cannot give any evidence that Krishna has attacked Radharani, the daughter of my granddaughter, Kirtida." Anger toward a junior, Manyu Nyuna. Once, when Radharani was taking off the necklace given to her by Krishna, Jatila told a friend, "My dear friend, just see the beautiful necklace that Krishna has presented to Radharani. She is now holding it, but still she wants to tell us that she has no connection with Krishna. This girl's activities have disgraced our whole family." And this other type of anger which is mentioned is Rosha. This is actually like Man. The anger is sulking, or Man. The anger that a woman exhibits toward her lover is called Rosha. For this reason, in Madhura Ras, Rosha is counted as a Vyavachari Bhav, or transitory emotion, and not a dominant emotion. The anger of a woman toward her lover does not attain the status of sthayibhava, as is the case with the anger of the sakis and elderly gopis toward enemies or relatives. As far as a vyavachari bhava is mentioned above are concerned, fierceness is exhibited towards enemies, indignation toward relatives, and jealousy toward the beloved. And the last point, ecstatic anger is not possible without love. The anger of Krishna's enemies can never attain to bhakti ras, page 377. Natural jealousy of Krishna by persons like Shishupal cannot be accepted as ecstatic love and anger with Krishna. So this concludes chapter 47.